Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is going to be, what does he love me or does he love me not? Does he love me or does he love me not? You know, have you ever loved someone so much that you gave your heart to that individual? And you loved them and you showed yourself to that individual. And you wonder, you know, if that individual really loved you back. And you tried to love that person. And you give yourself to that person. And you really did love that. And you wondered, you know, that person was not responding to your love. And you wonder if that person really loved you back. Or maybe when you're young, and I don't know if about you, but I remember when I was in class when I was young, and you were sitting in class and you had a crush on that boy or that girl, and they were sitting in the next row, and you would take out a little note and you'd write, "Do you love me? Yes or no? Do you love me? Yes or no? Please check it. Please check yes or no." You know, and you wondered, and you sat there in class, and you wondered, do you love me, or do you love me not? Do you love me, or do you love me not? You know, how many of us today, we wonder if God loves us, or if he loves us not? You know, maybe you look into your life, and your life isn't going the way that you planned it would go. Maybe you've been serving God for a long time and you're not getting the returns from God. And you wonder to yourself, does he love me or does he love me not? Maybe you find a death in your family. Maybe your marriage is not working the way that you thought. And life isn't really what you expected it to be, and your question to God is, does he love me or does he love me not? Sometimes you question if there's a God out there. Maybe you've been involved in your church for a long time and you still feel empty inside. Maybe you're confused inside about really the true love of God because you're not feeling it from your church members, you're not feeling it from your family, you're not feeling it from your spouse, and you're not feeling it from your employer, and you wonder, does he love me or does he love me not? Does God really love me? Then why so much pain in this world? And why so much pain in this country? Maybe you've been suffering an illness for a long time. You've been on a lot of medicine and you can't get out of bed, and you wonder, does he love me? Or does he love me not? Is God really working? God, if you love me, please check yes or no. You know, some of us today, I think we're very confused about the love of God because our expectations from God is not meeting us. And sometimes we get a little confused, a little hurt inside, and maybe you've been a preacher and you're not feeling the love. Maybe you've been married and you're just not feeling the love. And you're starting to question God because, God, why is there so much suffering in this world? God, why am I in so much pain? God, my life didn't end up the way I thought it would be. God, do you love me or do you love me not? Please check yes or no, God. You know, and these are, there's a sense of confusion, there's a sense of doubt, and I believe in every single one of us that, you know, sometimes we don't know always in every situation if God is really there, and we question him because we have faced so many trials, we have faced so many turmoil, so much suffering. Lord, do you really love me? Then why am I experiencing all this pain and suffering? Why isn't life working out? And there's a sense of doubt. And I believe today that there's a lot of people out there are doubting God's love when we see a down economy, when we see things just aren't working the way that we want them, when we see a lot of pain and suffering, and still, we doubt God's love. Does He love me or does He love me not? You know, the Bible says in Psalms 108:4, "For great is your love, higher than the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the sky." How do I know if you really love me, God? How do I know? Well, how high is the heavens? If I would ask you today, how high are the heavens? They're pretty high. The heavens are higher than anything. They're higher than the heavens. When you look out into space, the heavens are greater than the height of space. God, do you really love me? I mean, why am I facing so much problems? I'm having such a hard time. I've been giving my heart to this individual. I just don't know if they love me back. God, do you really love me back? Well, let me ask you this question. How deep is the oceans? How deep is the oceans? Well, this is very deep. The oceans are very deep. I mean, we can go down to the oceans, to the bottom of the oceans, and we can say it's very, very deep down there. And not even every oceanographer was able to explore the depths of the ocean and all the different kind of mammal and fish life, and nobody knows how deep it is. But God's love for you is deeper than the deepest oceans. His love for you is deeper than the deepest oceans and higher than the heavens, and His faithfulness reaches to the skies. How high are the skies? Well, they go on and on and on and on. I know a lot of you today, you're questioning, does He love me or does He love me not? There's a sense of you've lost your identity with God, and you want to know because you've experienced so much pain and hardship in your life. Today, I'm talking to somebody today, you want to know, does God still love me? You want to know, God, do you love me or do you love me not? Are you angry with me? The Bible says in 1 John 4:9-11, "In this the love of God has made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a propitiation of our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, He also ought to love one another. Yes, the Bible says, "For God so loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die on the cross for us." Yes, and you've heard it over and over and over, but still, I still got doubt because it's hard for me to believe. It's hard for me to believe that it's something I cannot see. I can't see God. I can't see Jesus. I can't see this love. I don't feel this love because right now, I'm barely trying to pay my rent. Right now, I'm barely trying to buy my next medicines. Right now, I can't get a job. Does God really still love us? You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 49:16 that He loves us so much that He engraved your name on the palm of His hands. "Behold, I inscribe you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." You know, very interesting that, I don't know about you, but when I was in love with a girl, I would write her name, Jennifer. I love Jennifer. I love Heather. I'd write them on the palm of my hands, and or maybe I'll write it on my arm. Or have you ever seen those people that have put tattoos? They have put tattoos on their shoulders. I love so-and-so. Or they might tattoo a big heart. I mean, God is tattooing your name in the palm of His hands, and He's probably doing it on His forearms and His shoulders. That's how much God loves you. He wears your name around. You ever see those people that wear their name around? God loves you so much that He's wearing your name around on His sleeve. Yes, God loves you so much. That's the truth. God loves you so much. But maybe you're still questioning, does God love me or does He love me not? Maybe that's not enough for you to know that He loves you higher than the heavens, deeper than the oceans, as far as the skies can see. Maybe it's not enough to know that He loves you so much that He puts you in the palm of your hands. Because you know, you ever try to love somebody, they just don't get it. Sometimes they just don't get it. When you reach out and you try to love somebody, because they just, I mean, you know, it takes a lot more, but God said, I'm not going to just stop there. I'm not going to stop there. And Matthew 10:30 says He loves you so much that He knows the hairs on your head. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered, the Bible says in Matthew 10:30. Man, I remember when I liked a girl so much, I would just look at her hair. And I would see how beautiful she was, and I would look at her silky hair all the way down to the middle of her back, and I was so caught up in her hair, and I, you know, I had all these imaginations and how I'd love to put my hands through her hair, and come on, you know what I'm talking about, and I could just imagine myself in her hair. Well, you know, God looks at your hair like that, and He loves you so much that He knows everything about your hair. And not only is he very interested in everything about your hair, but every detail about you. When was the last time you had a relationship and someone was very interested in everything about you? He loves you so much that He wants to know every detail about you and your life. He wants to know every detail about your past. He wants to know every detail about your successes and all the details of your failures. He wants to know everything about you. When was the last time that you went on a relationship and someone really wanted to know everything about you? Or maybe they're more interested in saying everything about them. They are more interested and caught up in them. Yes, yes. The truth of the matter is, God is very much interested in you. Does He love me or does He love me not? The doubt that you might have in your certain situation, the doubt that you might have right now because you don't know. You don't know if God really loves you because life just isn't turning out the way that you wanted it to be, and you wonder if God really still loves you or not. God, do you really love me? Do you really love me, God, today? You know, and in Psalms 56:8, it says that He loves you so much that He saves every tear in the bottle. Very, very interesting that every tear that you have cried in your past, that God has taken those tears and He has put it in a bottle. He has taken those tears and He has put it in a bottle. You have taken account of my wanderings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not also in your book? You know, does He love me or does He love me not? I wonder. Not only has He tattooed my name on the palm of His hands, He knows everything about me in detail, every hair on my head. He has captured every tear that I've cried, every concern that I have, and He put it in a bottle. You know, every time that you've cried in your life, Jesus has taken that tear and He has put it away in a bottle. And He knows every time you've cried in your whole life. He's taken all your tears. He has captured all your tears from the past to the present. He has put it away in the bottle. And because He knows and He is so concerned about you, that is how much He loves you. Do you know if He loves you yet? Well, the truth of the matter is, He does love you so much that He knew you would have to die to save you and to snatch you out of the hands of Satan. Yes. Does He love me or does He love me not? And maybe that's not enough for you. Maybe that's not enough for you to know that Jesus Christ does love you, because maybe you have experienced trauma. Maybe your parents have treated you bad. Maybe you have been rejected so much in your life, and you still wonder if God really loves you. Jeremiah 31:3 says He loves you with an everlasting love. The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Right now, if you're listening to this sermon, I'm here to tell you that God is drawing you, and there should not be any doubt in your mind. But I know some of you do doubt, because life isn't what you have expected it. How high can you see to the sky? God loves you more than that. How deep is the ocean? God's love to you is deeper than that. How long is an everlasting long? How long is everlasting? Well, as the song from Randy Travis used to say, it's a love without end. Amen. That is no end. There is no end to God's love. We have heard it over and over. And on that note, does He love me or does He love me not? God, I know You're there, but I can't feel You. As you remember, when you love somebody so much and they didn't react, and you say, God, You're not loving me the way that I think You should love me. Does He love me or does He love me not? Well, look at your notes again. Go ahead and look at that paper again. I'm pretty sure it will say, yes, He does love you. I'm pretty sure that that mark is yes. There should be no doubt in your life that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and that He loves you so much that He died on the cross for your sins. There should be no doubt. But if you do doubt, and we all do doubt God's love for us, remember, He loves you higher than the skies, deeper than the oceans. His love is without end. Amen. And yes, does He love me or does He love me not? Does He love me or does He love me not? The truth of the matter is, yes, He loves you.